This goes to Brian Thwaites, Thwaites, PAC, fax 989-291-5348, regarding John Anderson, date of birth 6/29/1947. Dear Mr. Thwaites, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Anderson with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. His last visit was April 9th of this year. His wife is also here for this visit. He's lost 5 pounds since his last visit. He did injure his right quadriceps muscle, and he's currently participating in physical therapy. And after 2 sessions, he's got significantly less pain in that area, and he's able to walk without limping. So he's very hopeful that things will continue to get better. He's had no headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema. Medications, I want to highlight the lisinopril, 50 milligram daily. I'm sorry, lisinopril is 20 milligram daily. Hydrochlorothiazide is 50 milligram daily. And potassium, 10 mil equivalent daily. Occasionally he uses ibuprofen, especially now with the pain in the leg, but he does not take that on a daily basis. And Jardiance, 25 milligram daily. All other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight, 215 pounds. Pulse is 65, and blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 70. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 17th, 2024. Intact parathyroid hormone is 46. Hemoglobin is 15.0 with normal white count, normal platelets. Creatinine is 1.45. Estimated GFR is 50. Sodium is 132. Previous level 133, most likely secondary to being on hydrochlorothiazide. Potassium 4.2. Carbon dioxide 24, calcium 9.2, albumin 3.9. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, no progression of disease. 2, hypertension, well controlled on current antihypertensives. 3, diabetic nephropathy, also well controlled per patient report. We will continue to check labs every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.